Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I guarantee for the next 40 minutes,
yes,
you won't hear about urine. It'll come back around at 10:40. I've got to be honest. All right, let's get going on a Friday. You are indeed in the loop. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, and a richer boy from Stafford. That's right.
What happened?
Jalen Petrie.
Oh, yeah.
The extension comes down. Shout out to Nick Casario. Like, hey, you want to talk about something on Friday? How about this? And this being an extension for the man who plays what has been called the star role, mm-hmm. that kind of nickel linebacker, slot corner, whatever you want to call it role. And it is a three-year, $39 million. Actually, a little bit of reporting that, depending on playing time, could go up to like $42 and change. $1 million extension for Jalen Petrie, number five himself. There's a lot of things, places that you can go. I think for me, one of the first things was just, okay, so that's what the number's going to be. But Lopez, for you, what was the first thing that came to mind when you saw that Jalen Petrie got his
money? Well, just to tidy up the figures, $29 million guaranteed.
Yes, thank you.
That is an enormous number. And that number matters in what my first thought was.
Enormous?
For that contract, for a nickel corner, highest paid nickel, highest paid guarantee, biggest guarantee ever for a nickel cornerback or nickelback star, whatever you want to call it. Yes, that's big, and that ties in directly with what my first thought was, and that is we're over here thinking, I don't know, what do they think about Petrie? You know, is he really going to be the guy? Did he show enough? In that position, new spot, all that. I mean, keep in mind, going into training camp last year, we didn't know where he was going to play.
Right.
Period. You know, at all. You know, safety, corner, nickel. I mean, not corner, nickel, you know, whatever. So my first thought was, oh, they believe in this cat. Like they've seen enough. They think that he's going to be an upper tier nickel that's going to affect this defense and make it even better than we already know it is, you know?
Yeah. It's funny because you say, like, we didn't know how they felt about him, because in some ways I agree, but in some ways they've been very clear about how they feel about him.
Well, they've said, like, we love him. But in terms of, like, love
on
him
the
this
field,
much?
Yeah,
love him this
yeah, much. Yeah. And that, I think that has been an interesting portion of this, because, again, you listen to Nick Casario, he joins Payne Pendergast periodically. Last time he joined, what was it, last week? Mm-hmm. He was pretty glowing in talking about Jalen Petrie. And, I mean, yes, trying to figure out where he is is a thing that we've all been, but like he seemed to lock in pretty well, and like the thing about it is he seems to be something that unlocks a key to what D'Amico Ryans wants to do defensively, and I think that's probably one of the big things that I think is demonstrated in this extension that comes down for Jalen Petrie is he is vital to what we are trying to do with this particular defense.
That's part of my thought.
Right.
Like clearly they say this dude is going to make us that much better, you know? And then they backed it up.
Right. Well, I don't even know, like, that much. Well, yeah, I guess that much better, because it makes sense. D'Amico Ryans is your head coach. He also, like, has this defense, and it looks like they are very much pivoting as a team to a defense-forward team. Like, defense is going to be the way we carry this. And this locks in your projected starters till 2026. So, like, you have them this year, you have them next year when it comes to the secondary at the very least. Mm-hmm. The secondary, mind you, that's going to be a menace.
Yeah.
It's going to be rough. But, like, looking at the potential of a Jalen Petrie extension, the thing that I was always kind of uncomfortable. I was of some multiple minds about was the part that we've discussed already is that clearly he is somebody that matters greatly to what this team does, to the way that they want to operate. When you talk about identity, he is one of the swarmiest because he plays with the physicality, he plays above his size and what his measurables are. All of that's the case. But at the same time, in theory, he plays a role where it feels like it is largely replaceable. One of the reasons why he can come in and get paid right now and be one of the highest paid nickel players, right, to try and put a topic or an overarching category that fits that space, is because that is typically a position where you don't shell out a lot for it. You go and you find somebody else who can do it, whether it's a cornerback who is not as good to play outside or what have you.
You know, Desmond King and all these other, they brought in a, you know, they tried Jimmy Ward. Well, they had to, last year. But when he came in, they were thinking about making him the nickel as well because of that mentality. And so in a weird way, Reggie, it kind of, I don't know if this is just my gut or just excitement or whatever, it kind of almost galvanizes to me just how good this defense is going to be. Like if they have that confidence in him and they're willing to pay him like that, and clearly they've seen enough and they know what he can be, it's just, you mentioned the secondary and how it's going to be a menace. It is. It is absolutely a menace. It just galvanizes. This is a championship-level defense, at least from where they're standing, you know?
Okay, that's interesting, because I feel like it would still be a championship level defense if you did.
And we've talked about that, but with the extension, you're like, okay, they are all in. They know what it is, and they're confident in what it is. You know, that's how I approach it. And like I said, like, maybe I'm just excited because it's done. We got 2 years, as you mentioned, of the secondary being intact and all that.
And of course, he's 2 more years beyond that now.
And two more years beyond
this extension. Yeah. Although, like, I guess the last one would technically be, like, if I was doing my rough math, when you talk about guarantees, the last one would be one that you could probably get out of, right? That final year of the contract with 39 for 3 years and 29 of a guarantee, that kind of roughly gets you to a place where that last year is doesn't have very much guarantees. But yeah, I think that there's some of that. The thing that it seems to, that it locks in for me, is just, okay, the MO of this team is fully established when it comes to the way that they're going to handle their business. And I like it. I like it quite a bit. One of them is get the deal done early, because, and you heard Payne and Pendergast talking about it once this deal came down, and the, you know, multiple times that they've talked about it, which is, yes, this is a 3-year deal, but like the Stingley deal, like some of these other deals that they're doing, you also, they're going to view it through the lens of, we also have this other portion of the contract that's still there that we're tacking the extension onto, that in a way you can kind of smooth all of this money. So like this $39 million, or probably up to $42 million depending on play time that he's going to get, you're not viewing that over 3 years, view it over 4 years, and that number becomes a little bit more palatable, even if it's not that exact number for the cap. Right, when you talk about average annual value, that ends up looking a little bit different for you for a guy that I think that they are very sold on when it comes to culture, who he matters a good amount there. I guess I should come back around to this. Like, how confident are you that the 1 year that we saw, especially when it comes to relative availability, is what you're going to get from him? Because that's I think, one of the questions that you had to ask when you were talking about giving him an extension.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need, and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that doesn't really affect me. I mean, obviously, it's always out there for every player, but it doesn't really affect me that much. I mean, this is a guy that has been relatively durable until this past season and been able to make plays. And I think the other thing is, and this is more of a question than anything, because it nothing has changed with this roster from yesterday to today, like in terms of just the players.
Correct.
But doesn't it kind of, let me make it a question. Does it make you look at the draft a little differently? Like where they're going to, like because to me, I think if I look at this defense and they're locked up in the secondary, they've got their ends and no contracts are coming due on, you know, Will Anderson or anything anytime soon. Really, the only thing they have to do is tweak the interior of the defensive line. I think it kind of makes me feel like, okay, they're going to go pretty heavy offensively here. They're set defensively, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of galvanizes that too.
I think, yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Like, I think safety has been one of those that's popped up. And I know we've talked to some. Like, I know it was Andrew Makuba out of Texas is one of those safeties that's been talked to. And I don't know that necessarily entirely takes them out of that because, I mean, CJ Gardner-Johnson is not, like, locked up for a super long time. Mm-hmm. And then you still would need like safety depth or what have you.
Yeah.
Especially with Jimmy Ward, I think he comes off the books next year, ain't that right?
Yeah.
And I think he might be in a place where, especially with this extension for Jalen Petrie, I don't know how much of a given it is that you then return Jimmy Ward, right? At the cost that he might have, even with the, you know, the cultural, you know, aspect that he has and you know, the veteran experience that he has. Like, maybe you still end up with a safety for that depth, but that's not, it's very much less of an import compared to all of the important places that you need to get better. You need another playmaker for C.J. Stroud. You need to improve this offensive line. Clearly, the weakness that put you in a hole last year that you need to, that was really the mitigating factor for you. You need some of those old other things. Defense at this point, you're tweaking, right? Like, you are tweaking.
That's the word I was going to use.
What is a Super Bowl caliber defense?
You're tweaking on the defense. This sort of just makes it even that much more clear. And on offense, you're trying to get pieces that are going to be contributing. But that's kind of as an aside. I think what it does for, in terms of the contract with Jalen Petrie, I mean, he's locked in. He's going to be the guy. And I think when you look at the secondary, now you have a unit, and this is the other thought that immediately came to mind. Now you have a unit that, you know, people are going to have to not just game plan for, but you can beat them at every position. You talk about the star, you know, that's the title that they put on his position because he can do so many different things, whether it's, you know, rushing or defending, tackling, of course, in the run game and all that. So he can make big plays and has made big plays there. And then, of course, we know what's happening on the cornerback position. So I think this is a secondary that you're going to start building now just in front of it. And so you're set in the secondary for several years.
All right, but that, I mean, the one, one of the big questions that people have had about Jalen Petrie is coverage. And various, you know, I think reasonable minds can have disagreements on how much that matters in this circumstance. And clearly the Texans are not necessarily all too worried about it. They just signed him up for three more years. Does this then leave a place where you know teams are going to attack? And is there anything that you maybe think that you need to do to try and like supplement that, right? Not necessarily when it comes to player addition, maybe if you view it that way, but also like maybe in play style, because that was one of the things we talked about was when teams, especially coordinators that are very good at, you know, moving things around and bending your defense to their will, ending up getting like the likes of Devontae Adams on a one-on-one in those types of circumstances. Like, does that come up for you?
I think what happens is because you're, you know, so good at the cornerback positions, I think you're off, you know, and Petrie's weak spot is coverage. You know, if we're going to be completely honest here, that's it. But I think what it can afford you to do is offer help in certain situations when you know, and that's where the opposing teams attacked. I forget the game exactly where he went, you know, two or three times. They went right at him. God, I can't remember the game exactly. But I think you're able to, because you can not shut down, but at least take one-on-one on the cornerback position. You can offer help from the safety position, whatever it may be, over-under type stuff. All that you can help with.
Yeah. I think the big thing that I'm super excited about, or I like, right, because I talked about getting the deal early. Nick and his organization seems to be very, very bought in on the idea. Like, hey, winning the negotiation isn't as much of a big deal as making sure that your players feel valued. Because I think this was very much a make sure he feels valued.
He said that
type deal. He did.
Yeah.
And like this is, you know, putting your money where your mouth is, quite literally. And I think that serves to, right, not just work with the organization within, right, with the team that you have, continue to like, you know, have a environment where the players want to play for this mm-hmm. organization, and they want to be in the building 30 deep, you know, working out in a time when they don't need to, right? That portion of it. But I imagine and I hope that that continues to make Houston a destination place, a place where people want to play because they look up and they see all you got to do is do what's expected of mm-hmm. you, and you will be rewarded accordingly. I think that that's one of the most interesting things to me, is like it fully cements the MO of this organization, the way that they want to treat their players when it comes to rewarding them in negotiations. It feels more partner-like than I think some other places can be when it comes to doling out deals. So, yeah, very interesting place to be for the Texans. And, of course, there you go. Jalen
Look at the depth in the secondary, too. I mean, all of a sudden, Jimmy Ward, MJ Stewart, guys that could just, you know, it's deep and it's talented.
Absolutely. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Of course, there's more to talk about when it comes to Petrie and all sorts of other things on the text line. The Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
Texas Hammer!
713-572-4610. Now you can swap C.J. Gardner-Johnson to nickel and move Petrie to safety on passing downs. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you would do all that.
Yeah.
But that's going to be things that I think D'Amico can explore. But at the very least, he knows that he has a dude that fits what he wants, both in play style and mentality, so for a longer period of time. All right, coming up next here in the loop, only three teams in the AL have won more than seven games. The Astros have won five. Like, how would you argue, what things would you use like that to argue that maybe this first 10, 12 games of the season aren't as bad as maybe they can sometimes feel? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.